Good evening. Welcome to Verity Baptist Church for our family fun night. We're so excited to see you guys all here this evening. Go ahead and come on in. Take a seat. Kids, feel free to sit up front if your parents are all right with it. Song number 246, Redeemed. We're going to be singing Redeemed this evening. Song number 246, 246. Let's sing it out on that first. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed with infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. On that fourth, kids. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whom I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Great singing this evening. Well, we want to welcome you to Verity Baptist Church for our family fun night. Let's go ahead and open up the service with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity that we have to be in church, Lord. Thank you for these family fun nights, Lord. I pray that they would be a blessing to the families and to the kids that are here tonight, Lord. I pray that you would please bless the service, bless this family fun night, bless the preaching and the lesson, bless the music and the fellowship to come. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I forgot to mention, kids, if you're okay, if your parents are okay with it, please come on up and sit up front here. But at this time, we're going to be singing favorites. And kids, it's your lucky day because we're only going to be picking on you, okay? And I have to learn your guys' names a little bit. Right here. Yes. 210. Oh, you're my favorite. That's a great song. Song number 210, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. She knows the way into the song leader's heart. Song number 210, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. Sing it out, okay? Give it all you've got.
Wonderful Grace of Jesus.
Than the scope of my transgression, sing it, greater more than all.
right here. I'm sorry, what was that? 328, song number 328. Parents, don't let these kids beat you. I can hear them. I can't hear you guys, okay? Sing it out. Song number 328, I want that mountain. Don't be afraid to sing it. Singing time, okay? Song number 328, I want that mountain. Give it all you've got on this verse, okay?
I saw the giant of prayerlessness upon the mountain.
Matthew? I'm sorry, what was that? 411. Song number 411. Hold the Fort. Song number 411. Sing it out.
Oh, my comrade, see the signal.
Song number 27, The Old Rugged Cross. Song number 27. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. It's a beautiful song, okay? Let's sing it out, all right? Like you're saved this evening, all right? Sing it out.
On a hill far away.
Sing one more song. Let's make it a good one, okay? All right. So many hands. Right here. Day by Day. Song number 100. It is a good song. Song number 100, Day by Day. Song number 100, Day by Day, with each passing moment. Song number 100. Let's sing it out on that first.
Day by Day.
Welcome you to the Sunday evening service here at Verity Baptist Church. We're so glad that you are with us. Let's go ahead and take our bulletins. We'll look at some announcements real quickly. If you do not have a bulletin, you can raise your hand and one of our ushers will bring one to you. If you need a bulletin, just put your hand up and we'll get one for you. The verse this week, Psalm 92:13, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. And that's a good verse there. We like that. Of course, if you open up your bulletin, you'll see our service times. Sunday morning service, 10:30 a.m. And we had a wonderful service this morning. And we're glad you're back out tonight for the evening service at 6 p.m. We also have our Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. If you look at our soul winning times, Soul winning, of course, is when we go out in the community, we knock doors, we invite people to church, and we preach the gospel to anyone who's interested. Our main soul winning times on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., and then we have additional soul winning times on Thursdays and on Sundays at 2 p.m. If you look at the announcements and upcoming events, of course, tonight is our family fun night. So we're glad that you are here. And if you are new to Verity Baptist Church, or if this is your first time here, we want you to know that this is not a normal service for us on Sunday night. We do this every once in a while, every several weeks or so. Most Sunday night services are just a normal service, but this is a special thing we do, and it's a service geared towards the kids, all right? So we're going to have a puppet show, and we're going to have a lesson for the kids, and I think if the adults pay attention, they'll learn something as well from the lesson, and it's going to be a good night. So we're glad that you are here for that. Just a few announcements we want you to be aware of. We have Spanish service this Saturday, April 5th at 5 p.m., and just want you to be aware that that's coming. And then we have the Lord's Supper scheduled for Wednesday, April 16th at 7 p.m. And then, of course, Easter is on Sunday, April 20th. You're not going to want to miss that. And you should have some invitations there in your bulletin. You should have one of these invitations. It's a clip of three, and you can use these to invite somebody to Easter. It invites them to Easter on Sunday, April 20th, and then it also invites them to the new Sunday morning sermon series we're starting the day after, the Sunday after Easter, which is Timeline of the End Times, and that's something that we think you'll find interesting. So make sure that you use these and invite someone for that. And then we have a big soul-winning push on the week before Easter, Thursday, April 17th, Friday, April 18th at 6 p.m., and then, of course, Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and we'd love for the soul winners to show up for that. And then, of course, I want to remind you that the children's choir is starting up next Sunday, April 6th. They're going to be practicing at 5:15 p.m., so that's before the evening service. They'll be practicing in the playroom, and that's for ages 4 to 12, and they're going to be practicing for Mother's Day. They're going to be singing on Mother's Day, so just make a note of that as well. And if you look at the back of the bulletin, birthdays and anniversaries for the month of March, this week we have Valor Rolden's birthday on March 31st, Anna Pierce's birthday on April 1st, Johnny Cervantes III has a birthday April 2nd, and Joshua Gastelum Sr. has a birthday April 2nd, so happy birthday to everyone there. Praise report, money matters, all of those things are there for you to look at. And if you are a first-time guest, if it's your first time here at Verity Baptist Church, again, we're glad that you're with us. This is a little different of a service, so we hope you'll join us for another service as well. But if you are a first-time guest, we have a gift we'd like to give you. As you walk out of the church building this evening, as you go out the main foyer, you'll see a little table set up. On that table, you'll see these little gift bags. Please grab one on your way out as a gift from me to you, from us to you, for being our guest this evening. And we'd love for you to have this. And also, if you're a guest, please take a moment to fill out the communication card, which is inserted in your bulletin. And we would love to have a record of your attendance. We'd actually would like to send you a little gift in the mail, but we need your info to do that. So please take a moment to fill the card out. When we're done with the announcements, we're going to sing a song. And when we're done singing, we're going to receive the offering. And as the offering plate goes by, you can drop this card in the offering plate. And just to remind you, since it is Family Fun Night, there's going to be just a few things that are a little different. In a moment, we're going to sing a song, and then we're going to receive the offering like we normally do in our evening services. But after that, right after the offering, the puppets are going to come out, and they're going to give the kids some instructions, and we're going to have some songs for the kids. We'll have a lesson, and the puppets are going to be coming in and out throughout the evening. But kids, just want to remind you of a couple of things. After the service, right here in the front, in the middle section here, we're going to have a game for the kids. So Brother Matt Lee Wilson, who leads the songs for the kids, he's got a game for you guys. I'm not even sure what the game is, but I'm sure it's going to be great, all right? So make sure that you come to the middle here for that game, but you also have the ability to earn a prize for saying the memory verse. So we want to remind you that if you memorize the verse, and the verse is there in your bulletin, Ephesians 6, verses 1 and 2, then you can get a prize. Let me just remind you of the prizes. We've got the prize basket here, but I've got the prizes set aside here just to remind the kids the different things that they can get. So we've got in here, if you say the verse, you can grab any prize you want. We've got these wind-up cars and planes. We also have these animal erasers. We have these Etch-a-Sketch, little Etch-a-Sketch. This is a punch balloon, all right? So you blow it up, and it's got like a rubber band, and you hold onto it, and you punch it. So you take out your frustrations on the balloons, all right, kids? And then we've got these foam airplanes. We've got the slap bracelets, and we have these squishy animals, all right? So if you say the memory verse, you can grab a gift from the basket here. So here's how it's going to work. The game's going to be up front. After the service, I'm going to be standing on the side there, all right? So if you come, if you want to say your memory verse, I want you kids to just make a line. You'll quote the verse to me. If you say it correctly, you can grab a prize, and then you can come to the game if you'd like, or however you want to do it. You can go to the game first if you'd like, however you want. But we just want you to know the game will be here in the front. I'll be standing at the side with the basket, and you guys can just form a line. You can say the verse, say the couple verses to me. If you say them properly, you can grab a gift, and then you can head out, all right? So we'll try to keep it organized. If you are a kid and it's your first time here, it's your first time at Verity Baptist Church, then you can come get in line and you can grab a gift. You don't have to say the memory verse. You can just grab a gift just for being our guest tonight, all right? So we want you to be aware of that and make sure all the kids know what's going on with that. All right, well, I think that's it for all of the announcements, and I don't think we talked about it, but you want to do the chorus of the week? Is that fine? All right, so let's go ahead and take the chorus of the week, and we're going to sing "For Me to Live is Christ" as we prepare to receive the offering this evening. For me to live is Christ as we prepare to receive the offering. Let's go ahead and sing it out, and you kids are singing well, all right? So sing it out on the first. For me to a quick reminder before the guys come up for the offering that, of course, we're family integrated, as you can tell, but we do have mother baby rooms and daddy rooms available for your convenience. What it means to be family integrated is that we always keep the children with the families. We don't ever separate children from their parents for any reason. But if you have a child that's being distracting, if you have a baby, you need some privacy, we do have mother baby rooms and daddy rooms available for your convenience. All of the rooms have comfortable seating. They've got monitors set up so you can watch the service, or windows so you can watch the service and listen to it. If you're not sure where those are at, you can look at the back of the bulletin and you'll see a layout of the church building. And of course, if you wouldn't mind helping us, making sure your cell phones are off or on vibrate or silent so that they don't go off in the middle of the lesson, we appreciate your help with that. We'll have the guys come up and help us with the offering at this time, and let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do love you. We thank you for these kids and for the next generation that they represent. Lord, we pray that you'd bless them tonight, bless their parents. Lord, bless everyone that's here. Help all everybody to have a good time, Lord, and help help us all to learn, even the adults, to learn from the lesson of the Word of God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
welcome to Verity Baptist Church's Family Fun Night.
It's so nice to have you with us.
Hi, I'm Freddie.
And I'm Amy. Kids out there, did you memorize your verse, Ephesians 6, 1 and 2? Raise your hands if you memorized it. Great. Let's go ahead and say it together.
Ephesians 6, 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
Great job! Get ready to sing some fun songs. We'll be back soon. Bye!
Bye! Bye!
All right, kids, you ready to sing some songs? All right, we have some lyrics tonight. We have some, if you can read, we have some lyrics. Raise your hand if you'd like to sing along. There are some songs that we haven't sung yet that you're going to need some lyrics to if you can read. All right, the first song that we're going to sing is not on the lyrics. It's Amen, Brother, Amen. Some of you know this one already. Adults, you can get some lyrics too if you'd like to sing along. I need your help. Sing along with us. We're going to sing Amen, Brother, Amen as soon as they're done handing out the lyrics. All right, we good? Got a few more hands up. Amen, Brother, Amen. All right, kids, we're going to say Amen, Brother. I'm going to point to the girls. You're going to say, Amen, brother. Let's practice that. Amen, brother. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And then we're going to say, Amen, sister.
Amen, sister.
That was substantially better. How about we try it over here? Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
All right. Sounds good. Here we go. I have found a wonderful Savior, Amen, Brother, Amen. He has changed all my behavior, Amen, Brother, Amen. Amen, Brother, Amen. I have found a wonderful Savior, Amen, Brother, Amen. That was a good warm-up. Oh, how I love to sing His praises. Amen, brother, amen. It's by amazing grace He saves us. Here we go. Oh, how I love to sing His praises. It's by amazing grace He saves us. Amen, brother, amen. Amen, brother, amen. I have found a wonderful Savior. Amen, brother, amen. All right. I love soul winning, and I love hard preaching. Amen, brother, amen. And I love finger licking chicken. Amen, brother, amen. Here we go. I love soul winning, and I love hard preaching. Amen, brother, amen. And I love finger licking chicken. Amen, brother, amen. Amen, brother, amen. I have found a wonderful Savior. Amen, brother, amen. Good job, guys. Good job. Jesus loves the little children. Page 176 in your songbooks. If you want to sing, adults, sing along with us, please. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Here we go. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world. All right, boys and girls, you have to tell me what comes next. Jesus died He was buried. Then what happened 3 days later? That's all right. He rose from the dead. Jesus rose for all the children of the world. Here we go. There we go. Jesus rose for all the children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus rose for all the children of the world. Good job, good job. All right. Now you have on your lyrics the first one there. He's a wonderful savior to the tune of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Let me get the page number here, page 9. He's a wonderful savior. All right, boys and girls. All right, all the kids, go ahead and stand up. All the kids stand up. All the kids stand up. All the kids stand up. Y'all ain't writing notes. I know you're not writing notes. Yeah. You making pictures of me? You drawing pictures of me with the crayons? Oh, put the crayons away for now. Put the crayons away for now. All right, here we go. Here we go. He's a wonderful savior. He's the... Do the actions with me, boys and girls. He's the apple of my eye. And then put your arms up all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. He prunes off all the branches when the branches get too high. Prune the branches. Good job, good job. He brings fruit in his season and his love. Make a heart with your hands. Love will never die. And take a big breath. And then get your banana out. And that's why I'm bananas for the Lord. Home. Get your banana out. And that's why I'm bananas for the Lord. I didn't do it yet. Home. There we go. All right, here we go. He's a wonderful savior. He's the apple of my eye. He prunes off all the branches when the branches get too high. He brings fruit this season, and his love will never die. And that's why I'm bananas for the Lord. Good job. Do it again, a little bit faster. He's a wonderful savior. He's the apple of my eye. He prunes off all the branches when the branches get too high. He brings fruit in his season, and his love will never die. And that's why I'm bananas for the Lord. Good job, good job, good job. All right, God is so good. All right, boys and girls, you can sit back down. You can sit back down. It's okay. You can keep the crayons down too. It's okay. The crayons will survive. It's okay. All right, God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. He's so good to me. Here we go. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. Let's go up a key. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's so good to me. Christian played the right notes. I didn't sing the right notes. That's okay. We'll move on. All right. All right. One more fun song here. I'm in the Lord's army. All right. Go ahead and stand up. All the boys and girls, stand up one more time. Stand up one more time. I'm in the Lord's army. This is a new one for some of you. How many of you kids know this one? I'm in the Lord's army. Good. This is a marching song. Here we go. I may never march in the infantry. Here we go. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir! I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Some of you girls are like, I'm not going to salute. No. We got to do it all together now. Here we go. You boys are doing pretty good. Now, when we do the shoot part, I don't have two hands. I'm going to smack the microphone. So you're going to make a big clap with your hands. We're going to say, shoot the artillery. You're going to go clap. One, two, three. That was okay. One, two, three. There we go. Try one more time. I may never march in the infantry. Here we go. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, the artillery. I may never fly o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. Good job. All right. Good job. We'll just get that. All right. We're going to do the last one here. This is the very last song. The Run If You Want To, Run If You Will. This is a brand new song for us. Go ahead and grab the lyrics out here. Run if you want to, run if you will. But I came here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will. But I came here to stay. Here we go. Run if you want to, run if you will. I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm gonna get right up, 'cause I didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room, a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. Pretty simple melody, we'll try it again, here we go. Run if you want to, run if you will, I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm gonna get right up, 'cause I didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room, a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. Good job, everybody, good job. Great singing tonight. Great singing tonight.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. What do you got there, Freddy?
This is my new toy car.
Wow, it sure is nice.
Yep, it's my new favorite toy. It's so fun to play with.
I wish I had a car like that.
Well, when I'm done playing with it, I'll let you have a turn.
Thanks, Freddy. Are you done now, Freddy?
No, not yet, Amy.
Oh, okay. La 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 la. How about now?
I'm still not done, Amy.
Now?
Nope.
Now?
Still no.
You are so mean, Freddy. I don't ever want to play with you. You're not my friend anymore, ever again. I'm so mad I could hit you.
What? You are so annoying, Amy.
Oh, you so deserve this.
Ow, Amy, that really hurt.
It did? I'm sorry, Freddy, but you are being so mean not letting me play with your new car.
Amy, it's my car, and I don't have to let you play with it.
Then I guess we're still not friends.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, Pastor's about to be in his Bible lesson on fighting. I think we both need to hear this one.
Okay, Freddy.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, Amy and Freddy are going to be back after the Bible lesson, and hopefully they'll learn some things from the lesson. But tonight, we're going to continue our lessons. If you kids remember, we've been learning about the great stories of the Bible. And I don't know if you know or if you guessed the lessons. We talked about creation and we talked about Adam and Eve. And today, we're going to talk about the next great story in the Bible. And of course, I've been taking this opportunity to draw. So I'm going to draw a little bit tonight, if that's okay. And who can guess what the lesson is about tonight? All right. I think I heard it already, but there are two brothers in the Bible. Who thinks this looks like a hot dog? All right, we might need to get your eyes checked, but or maybe I need to get better at drawing. But there are two brothers in the Bible that we learn about, and their names are Cain and Abel, right? And we're going to learn about Cain and Abel tonight. And the Bible says that Cain and Abel were born. We learn about their story in Genesis chapter number 4. And I'm not going to take the time to go through every verse, but let me just give you some highlights. The Bible says about Cain and Abel that Cain was a farmer, and he grew food. In Genesis 4:2, the Bible says that Cain was a tiller of the ground. And the Bible tells us that Abel was a shepherd. He took care of sheep. The Bible tells us in Genesis 4:2 as well that Abel was a keeper of sheep. So these were two brothers, but they had separate jobs and they had different jobs. And of course, I just read to you that Abel was a shepherd and he took care of sheep. Does that look like a sheep or does that look like a hot dog? All right. I think it looks like a sheep, maybe. Okay. All right, so Abel took care of sheep, and the Bible says that Cain was a tiller of the ground. And the Bible tells us that Cain and Abel, they brought an offering to the Lord. The Bible tells us that Abel brought the best of his sheep, Genesis 4:4, and Abel, he also brought the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. So he was a shepherd, and he brought the best of the sheep that he had. The Bible tells us that Cain brought something else. Who can guess what Cain brought? All right. Who thinks that looks like an orange, maybe? Maybe an orange? All right. How about this one? A carrot? Okay, all right. Raise your hand. Who thinks this is a carrot? Raise your hand. Carrot. Okay, who thinks it's a hot dog? Okay, there's some of you who always think it's a hot dog, no matter what it is. But yeah, I think this is a carrot. Maybe this is an orange. I don't really know what else to draw about an orange. It's just what it is, what it is. Let's see. Maybe this is, we've drawn this one before. Apple. All right. Okay. I think maybe this is an apple. So here's what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us that Cain, and we don't know exactly what he brought, but the Bible tells us that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground. And so they brought these sacrifices to God. One brought of the fruit of the ground because he was a tiller of the ground. And the other one brought of the sheep because he was a shepherd. Let me draw one more. Maybe this could be like grapes or maybe it's raisins. All right. Okay, there you go. So this is what they brought to the Lord. And the Bible says, let me read this for you. The Bible says that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof. And here's what the Bible says. I want you kids to hear this. In Genesis 4:4-5, it says, "And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect." So the Bible says that God approved of the offering that Abel brought, but God did not approve of the offering that Cain brought. And the reason for it, and this is where it's a good thing for all of us to understand, and even for the adults if they're not familiar with this, the Bible tells us that this, the reason that God accepted one and not the other, is because these offerings actually picture two different things with regards to salvation. When it comes to salvation, Cain offered of the work of his hands. He had worked really hard tilling the ground, cultivating the ground, growing these fruits and vegetables, and he brought them unto the Lord. This is a picture of work. He brought of the best of the works that he had. The Bible says that Abel brought a lamb. This represents sacrifice. The Bible tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ when he appeared on the Sea of Galilee, when he appeared in Galilee, that John the Baptist, when he saw the Lord Jesus Christ, he said of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." And this lamb is actually a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this highlights two different belief systems when it comes to salvation. There are some people that believe that they're going to work their way to heaven. They're going to earn their way to heaven. There are others who believe that salvation is through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So we see that there are two different pictures here with regards to salvation. And the reason that God had not respect unto the sacrifice that Cain gave was because it was a sacrifice of works. God accepts us not by our works, but through faith in Jesus' sacrifice. And just like Abel, we must come to God on God's terms, and we must come to God through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So we see in this story early in the book of Genesis that already God is explaining to us and showing us that the way to God is through the sacrifice of the Lamb, not through our own works. So God, the Bible tells us, had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. Now, how do you think that Abel responded to this? Well, the Bible tells us that Cain got mad. In Genesis 4:5, the Bible says, "And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell." The word countenance means your face. And when the Bible says that his countenance fell, it means that he got a grumpy face. So his face became very upset. He was upset with God. And you know, the fact that God highlights this tells us that this is important to God. God put this in the story for a reason. And you know, you young kids need to learn, sometimes you're going to be corrected. Sometimes your parents are going to have to tell you, "Hey, you're doing that wrong, or you shouldn't do that, or you need to stop that." And when we receive correction, when we're given correction, we need to make sure we receive correction with the right attitude. We need to make sure that our countenance doesn't fall. And this is something that you kids need to learn early in life. Because, you know, as a pastor, sometimes, not because I want to, but just because I have to sometimes correct even grown men and grown adults. And I've learned that there are 40 and 50-year-old men who can't take correction well, and their countenance falls. Because they didn't learn early in life that correction is a good thing. When people correct us, it's because they love us. And when your parents correct you, it's because they love you. So make sure that you keep a good countenance. The Bible says that Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And God said to him in verse 6, "Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted?" And the Bible says that Cain rose up, and he did something very, very bad. I'm not going to draw a lot of it just because I don't want to get too descriptive, but the Bible says that Cain got so upset that he took it out on his brother, Abel. And you know what the Bible tells us is that Cain rose up, Genesis 4:8, against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And what the Bible teaches us is that in this story of Cain and Abel, we have the very first murder. And it's actually a brother against a brother. He rose up against his brother, and he hurt him so badly that he actually took his life. And again, I think there's a lesson here that God wants us to understand. Not only does God want us to understand that salvation is not of works, but it's through grace, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. But a lesson from this story is that we should never allow ourselves to get so upset that we hurt someone. We should never allow ourselves to get so upset that we hit someone. We should never allow ourselves to get so upset that we lose control of our emotions and hurt somebody else physically. That is not something that God wants us to do. And this is something that you young kids need to learn early in life. The Bible tells us that God confronts Cain, with regards to this. But let me just read you a verse real quickly. Cain, of course, took out his anger on his brother, and he chose to do the wrong thing. He chose to hurt him. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:32, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. And you know, you young kids, you need to learn to control your emotions. Even when you get upset, you need to learn to control yourself and not do things that are going to hurt other people. So God confronts Cain, Genesis 4:9. God asks Cain, "Where is Abel, thy brother?" And Cain, of course, famously responds and says, "I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" And God already knew what Cain had done. The Bible says that God said to Abel, to Cain about Abel, he says, "The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground." And you know what happened was that God punished Cain. And the Bible says that God cursed Cain, Genesis 4:11, "Now art thou cursed from the earth." The Bible says that Cain became a wanderer in Genesis 4:12, "A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth." And the Bible says that Cain even became afraid that someone would kill him. Genesis 4:14, "Everyone that findeth me," he says to God, "shall slay me." And God showed him mercy in Genesis 4:15, "And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him." I just think it's interesting that Cain, who's the first murderer in the Bible, is afraid that someone is going to murder him. And you know, you kids, another lesson that we learn from the story is this, that we will often reap what we sow. And we need to treat people the way we want to be treated. And if you don't want someone hitting you, you shouldn't hit them. If you don't want somebody saying mean things to you, you shouldn't say mean things to them. We need to be mindful about how we treat people. Sin brings consequences, but God is still merciful. And even when Cain messed up, God still gave him mercy. The Bible says that he set a mark upon him, lest any finding him should kill him. So this is the story of Cain and Abel. And I think the big takeaway is, and that we should remember is this, and here's what I want you to remember, is that God is no respecter of persons. God did not, this story did not take place because God did not like Cain and God liked Abel. The Bible says that when God corrected Cain, what God said to Cain was this, Genesis 4:7, he says, "If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted." And the truth is this, that Cain had just as much an opportunity to please the Lord as Abel. When it comes to salvation, Cain had just as much an opportunity to receive salvation through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ as Abel. When it comes to being accepted of the Lord, blessed by the Lord, fearing the Lord, Cain had just as much of an opportunity as Abel. And you kids need to remember that God loves you, God cares for you, but there are consequences for sin. So the first thing we need to do with regards to sin is make sure we get saved. Make sure we let the Lord Jesus Christ wash us of all our sins. And then when it comes to life, we need to make sure that we're doing things that are pleasing to the Lord. That we're not allowing our countenance to fall. And we're not allowing our emotions to take control of our actions. Because these are all things that are going to make our lives very, very difficult. So this is the story of Cain and Abel. And I hope you kids will take heed to these lessons, all right? Let's go ahead and pray, and we'll see if Freddie and Amy have anything for us. Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you, and we love these kids. And Lord, we pray that they would learn these lessons. Lord, not just these kids, but all of us. Help us to learn these lessons, that salvation is not of works. It is a sacrifice that the spotless Lamb of God made for us. And help us, Lord, to make sure that we bring the right sacrifice for salvation. And when it comes to our lives, Lord, help us to make sure that we treat people the way we want to be treated and that we receive correction well. We don't allow our countenance to fall and that we control our emotions, that we don't get upset. Help these kids, Lord, to learn not to fight, not to hit if they're not getting their way, but to make sure that they treat people in a way that is pleasing to you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
What did you think of Pastor's Bible lesson on fighting?
I feel really, really bad, Freddy. And I'm so sorry for being mean and hitting you.
I forgive you, Amy. And I'm also sorry for being a bad friend and not including you.
I forgive you too, Freddy. La 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 la. Do you think I can play with your car now?
Of course, Amy.
Thank you, Freddy. I'm going to try to be a good friend and not fight with you.
I'll try to do the same.
That's good, Freddy. I really enjoyed tonight's family fun night, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you very much. And just a quick reminder, Brother Andrew's going to come and lead us in a final song. But just want to remind the kids that as soon as the service is over, as soon as Brother Andrew dismisses the service, Brother Matt Lee Wilson has a game right up here. All right, so just meet right here in the front for the game. And also, if you are going to say your memory verse, remember it's Ephesians 6, 1 and 2. If you're going to say your memory verse, meet me on this side and we're going to make a line. All right, just make a line. And you're not going to push anyone, right? You're not going to cut in front of anybody. Don't hit anybody. We'll just make a line. You'll walk up. You'll say the memory verse. If you say it correctly, you can grab a prize from the prize basket. And then you can go to the game, or you can go to the game first, however you want to do it. Go to the game. Do the prize. And if you are a kid here tonight and it's your first time here, you're a first time guest, then you can come up and grab a prize. You don't have to say the memory verse. We just want to give you a gift for being our guest tonight. All right? So make sure that you kids are familiar with all that. We'll have Brother Andrew come up and lead us in a final song.
All right. Well, go ahead and take your songbooks. Turn to page number 373. We're going to sing a little bit of a newer song. I don't know that we've sung it here before. Who knows the song, So Send I You? Song number 373. I have three hands. Okay, perfect. We're going to learn this song together tonight, okay? It's a beautiful song. I'll just make a quick note at the end there, that last line where it says, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. We sing that only after the last verse, okay? After the last verse, we'll go ahead and sing that, and we'll kind of slow it down a little bit, okay? So just follow me. Let's sing it out. 373, So Send I You. So send I you to labor unrewarded, to serve unpaid, unloved, sought unknown. Now, join me on that second and learn the words with me, okay? Song number 373.
So send I you to find the bruised and broken.
thank you guys so much for being here this evening at our family fun night. We're going to go ahead and close the service with a word of prayer. Of course, if you have any questions about church membership, salvation, or baptism, Pastor will be at the door in the back, and he'll be able to answer those questions for you. Let's go ahead and close with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this church. I thank you for this family fun night that we had tonight, Lord. I pray that it would be a blessing to the families and to the kids in attendance, and I pray that you would just continue to bless these family fun nights as we have them, Lord. I pray that you would take everybody home safely and bring us back to church safely on Wednesday. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, you're all dismissed.